Once every few months, the orphanage holds an open house. It's one of our favorite times of year. That's when all the adults who would like to tease and touch the little orphans get to come and visit. Naked, and they're stripped down, each of their little bodies bare. The men and women walk around, trying out the children. You can see the ones that had gotten used the time before, their bellies swollen with child, their cute little faces looking for more. You notice, even the women are getting into it. All the adults are in masks, but the little kids are always so curious, especially about the males. You see little hands and mouths teasing cocks all over the room. It's an amazing sight. The women teasing the little boys, feeling their tiny little dicks harden in their hands. They all love the women's breasts. Men, women, children, babies. You can always see just how hungry the little orphans are, how much they don't mind bending over for an adult cock, bending over to suck on one, or to take it so hard up their ass. The older little girls, those are the ones that get impregnated. The ones that get fucked in the pussy. Their tiny little bellies all swollen with the next child to be molested in the orphanage. They always hope, if they do a good job, if they make someone feel so good, maybe they'll get taken home as a plaything to be used forever and evermore. Even the older ones help the babies learn just what they need to be doing. They hold them up and rub their little cunts on the dicks up and down, and as they squirm on the men's bellies. They teach them how to open their mouths, to swallow every drop from the big fat cock in their face. And they play with each other to learn to play with the adults. They soothe the babies that cry. The little girls with the swollen bellies teach the other ones how to suckle at their tit, knowing they're going to have to feed their own babies, learning from the ones that came before them. It's almost like story time at the orphanage. Little girls walking around with cum in their face. Little girls and boys walking around leaking cum out of them. And all the women just toying with the children while the men fuck them. They all seem so happy for Visitor's Day. Al seems so ready. One of the fun games that they like to play is the men crawl into the cribs, two or three babies at a time, letting them explore, letting their little hands touch their cocks, stroking over them and sucking on them to see what's there. The little babies always squeal and love the attention they get just by themselves. Two or three little ones with each adult man. Wow, their little hands look so good wrapped around those fat adult cocks. How much cum is spilt in that tiny little crib. My favorite part? is when the women walk around helping adjust the little girls so that they can be fucked better. Especially the ones that can take it in their pussy. Having the women hold them and hold them tight as they're fucked. Their little heads between their breasts. As the man plows into their virgin pussy, piercing them, filling them up for the first time. The women are there, comforting them. They've been there before. They remember their first times. They remember exactly when it happened to them. And how this little one came to be. From Visitor's Day. The orphanage is always full of excitement on these days. It seems bland by comparison other days. Normal adoption day is no fun. I mean, everyone has to wear clothes and behave. Here? If you misbehave, you just get used harder. Teaches those little kids to be brats. The ones who like it, I mean. There is always the ones who don't like it. They don't want the attention. But they get it anyway. Those are the ones we have to tie up. String them up from the ceiling. Some of the women and some of the men have learned some interesting knots to use on the little girls. Tying their feet and legs together and their arms behind their back so that their ass and their pussy and their mouth is just free to be used. String them up from the ceiling. Just a little pinata plaything. By the end of the day, those little girls are dripping with cum. Their little pussies are so swollen from being pounded. Asses stretched wide. Mouths sore from being stretched around adult cocks. Sometimes, the women will come by and just tease their little pussies. Hoping eventually they'll learn to like it. Learn to feel good when they're used like a little toy. Some of the bigger men like using the roped up bunnies. The fact that they can't squirm too much. They can fit every inch of their big, fat dick inside that little tiny pussy. They can stretch it out. Fill it up. Especially if they can get someone to use her mouth at the same time. She just screams around the cock. And they just stretch her. Pound it into her. Knowing they're probably going to impregnate the poor girl, but it feels too good to pull out. Feels too good to fill that tummy with cum. To make it expand full of it. To run the head of their cock along their tiny pussy before jamming it inside. It looks so good. Their little bitty bodies impaled on that big adult cock. Makes them hungry. Hungry to do it again. It's a good thing there's enough roped up little bunnies in the room. The little babies look. And it teaches them that's what is going to happen to them if they decide they don't want this. Maybe they're not cognizant enough to figure that out, but the looks on their faces tell me differently. They're going to learn to like it because they don't want to be hurt like that. It's a show. People gather around to see the rope bunnies used. Especially when you have one that's good and pregnant already. You know she's been used last time. Her belly is swollen before they even tie her up. Has a small child of her own growing inside. But she still needs her arms and legs tied. Maybe she doesn't need it as much because she wants to struggle. Maybe she needs it to feel good. But her belly is so big. And that cock is so big. All the little girls watch on, almost horrified. Because they know. They know that dick has got to be hitting that baby inside her. There's no way it's not. And yet she seems to like it, to an extent. Her little mouth hung open, drooling, moaning as he fucks her, as he pounds her tight little pussy, using her tiny little body. Oh, look at that. He spins her around and uses her mouth for a while, too. Gagging her, filling her throat, making her taste her own pussy on his cock. She's a good, well-used slut. And you can tell by just how pregnant she is. She's been used before. I'm not quite sure who the daddy is, huh? But man, she's a good little fuck. He can't stop. Just pounding deeper and harder into her. Filling her up again and again. Her mouth just drooling from the fucking pleasure of it. She is definitely a well-used little whore. Her hair and pigtails to make for better handles when using her mouth. Her little tits squeezed by the ropes, getting bigger from having that baby in her belly. He doesn't care. Doesn't care that he might be actually fucking the baby inside her, pounding against it. It doesn't matter to him. Only thing that matters is that he wants to come. But he feels it. As he thrusts inside her, he feels something brushing against his cock. Something that shouldn't be there. He realizes too late what he's penetrated. He feels the little arms wrapped around his dick. He feels the little legs pushing against it. It makes him come. Harder than he's come before. And almost in shock. As her water breaks and floods over his cock. He realizes that he's forcing a baby out of this child. A baby that wants to be wrapped around his dick. Its skin is so soft. He's the first thing that had ever touched him. As he slides his cock out of her, the water rushing around it, he sees it. The tiniest thing he's ever seen. Still attached to its tiny mother by a long cord. He lays the baby down next to its mother. And she smiles at it. But he's still so hard. That skin was so soft. He knows he needs to cut the cord. So he does. And he cleans her up, for it is indeed another little girl. Cleans her up and makes sure she's all nice and safe. Lays her down on a blanket, and all the men come gathering around to see the new little girl. The little girls gather around too. The men all have their cocks out. Sitting around the baby girl, playing with her little pussy. She can't even take a finger, she's so small. And here they are, jerking off and coming on her newborn little body, christening her into the world of the orphanage. For it is a christening of sorts, covering her in their seed, making sure some gets into her mouth as they finger her little pussy. You have to start early, don't you? Making sure the little ones can take you. They're three or four before they can take you fully, but you make sure they're stretched out. Make sure they get used. The men don't stop. The baby is covered in cum. But they bring over a couple more. A couple more cute little girls with naked pussies. To lay next to it, keep it warm and safe. They've decided to stop giving them names. There's no reason to keep naming these ones. They're gonna start giving them numbers. They get out a red magic marker. And they start numbering the poor little ones. The newborn is numbered 0. And they add some 9s, 7s, 12, 8. All the little girls are given a number. And all the little girls have a pussy played with. But the men are fascinated with the brand new one. They've never been there for a birth before. They've never gotten to play with a newborn pussy. Or come on a newborn skin. Feel it pushed against their dick. They're all gathered round, jerking it still. And as one of them reaches down and squeezes her little cunt between their fingers, for it's that small, spreads it open and shows everyone exactly what a newborn pussy looks like. The men are all shocked. Shocked, but so turned on. Each of them grab another baby, sliding them up and down their cocks, rubbing the head against their pussies, using the infants as they watch the man who helped the little girl give birth pick up that newborn, that brand new baby, and set her little pussy down on his dick. His dick that's bigger than her entire body, supporting her head, but still rubbing his cock along that newborn little pussy, jerking it, letting the cum from all the other men drip down onto his cock. It's such a sight to see all the babies being used. Little moans and screams that fill the air. It's the men that can't get enough. The little boys are sometimes used. Their asses pounded or their little dicks played with, but mostly the men come for the girls. Come for their tiny little pussies and their hot little mouths. Comes a regular jerk fest. Either the men are jerking their own cocks, the little ones are jerking them for them, or they're using the babies, using the itty-bitty little ones to jerk their dick on, their soft skin sliding up and down their cocks. That's what gets them hard. Knowing that pussy will be fucked in a year or two. Knowing they'll be able to enter fully into that little tiny baby cunt if they just are patient and wait and train them using fingers and toys. The orphanage ladies always make sure that the girls are well used, even when the guys aren't there. They need to keep them pliable and keep the men coming back. Or they won't have enough funds to feed them. You see the little girls off to the side. Some of them are considered almost too old. So instead they help. They help prepare the other little kids, making sure they know how to suck. Some of the men come over and help them teach the little babies and the little boys and girls how to suck cock, how to use their little mouths to milk every drop. It's a sight. Their small little tongues make them shudder. The little girls also help the boys get excited. Watching the little girls suck on the big adult cocks, they tease the little boys. They play with them, put them in their laps, let them suck on their tits that are almost non-existent. But enough that some of the men don't gravitate towards the ones with breasts, unless they happen to be pregnant. That's the golden ticket right there. You're giving them another baby to play with. So the girls like to pick up the little boys, the ones that have been neglected, and tease them. Some of the women do too. So don't think the little boys lack for attention. Some of the men pound them, and most of the women tease them. And they get all the tits they can suck on. Visitor's Day at the orphanage is always a happy time. Today was a special day, having added the birth of a new little slut to the mix. Being christened by all the men coming on her, and then being used by the one who got her out, having her wrapped around his dick. It's a very special day. As the day goes on, the men start to fade, getting tired. Food is brought in, babies take naps. Some of the men love teasing them when they're sleeping, even just running fingers over them, rubbing them, making them moan out in their sleep. So much fun to play with these little babies. The bigger girls who don't take naps take over at that point. That's their favorite time, is when all the babies fall asleep and they get to use the men for themselves. And they parade around naked, being little brats or teasing them with their bodies. The pregnant ones especially like to bend over a lot and see their belly frame between their legs. The men know what they're doing, but they let them do it anyway. I guess it gets them hot. They come up and they lick over their cocks. And they swirl their tongues around the tip, looking up at them with those cute little eyes. And before too long, they're bent over and being pounded, just as they were asking to be. And the babies sleep. The older girls just get fucked hard. Becomes a right little fuck fest on nap time. All the little girls get their fill. The little boys are usually curled up on the women's laps, sucking at their tits while they play with their little cocks. They learn that in sucking, they get to be fondled. It's such a wholesome yet depraved sight to see all these little kids taking comfort in the adults, taking comfort from being fucked, from being sucked, from being used like cute little sluts. As Visitor's Day comes to an end, most are hustled through a shower, cleaned up, dressed again, and sent back to their rooms. One by one, the adults go and shower as well, donning their clothes and leaving their masks by the door as they leave. Another Visitor's Day has come to an end, much to everyone's regret. But they know in a few months' time there will be another one. Another one, and maybe another special birth. For every time at least 4 of the girls get pregnant. So there's always another chance at fucking a newborn.